first day of the week, we are gathered here to worship our Lord and our Savior and our God. On the first day of the week, we also come together to partake of the Lord's Supper. The Apostle Paul, in 1 Corinthians 11 chapter, wrote a correction to the Corinthian church as to how they were partaking of the Lord's Supper. We have these table talks to help direct our minds in a proper direction to partake of the Lord's Supper. Because as Paul points out, that there is a proper way and an improper way to partake of the Lord's Supper. Paul, in 1 Corinthians 11, chapter verse 28, says, "But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself," or judgment to himself, "not discerning the Lord's body." So it would suggest that there is a right way and a wrong way. Christ's instructions were to remember him, remember me, whenever he took the bread and when he took the cup. Both times he said, "Remember me. Remember my body. Remember the blood. Remember what I am about to do for all mankind." He didn't say that, but that was the result of it. We remember the death of Christ at this time. Now, how should our mindset be? Paul says that we are to examine ourselves. We are to examine what we are doing at this moment. Not necessarily that, am I a reprobate? Am I a sinner? We just had an invitation. That was the time to make your life right with God. Of course, any time is the right time to make your life right with God. But at this time, the examination is, what are you doing right now? Where is your mind at as you partake of these emblems? Is it remembering Christ? Or is it you're scanning about, seeing what other people are doing, what the babies are crying about? Where is your mind right now? Is it focused upon Christ? Or is it on the cares of whatever it is? If it's focused anything else other than Christ, you're not examining yourself properly and you're not partaking of the Lord's Supper properly. I should not be telling you anything unusual. So, for those of us who are in Christ, this is a regular practice. We do this on a normal basis. If you're a visitor, you are free to partake. If you've not been baptized into Christ, Paul says you eat and drink judgment unto yourself. But if you've not been baptized, you've already been judged. So if a visitor that we do not know partakes of the bread and partakes of the cup, does it matter? If a child were to take it, and we're instructed that we are to come to Christ as children, who among us are probably the most innocent, but children? Does it matter? That's a question for you to answer. Paul's simple instructions and Jesus' instructions were this: remember Jesus when you partake of these emblems. And if you eat and drink unworthily, you're eating and drinking judgment to yourself. Keep your mind on Christ at this time. It is a very intimate moment of your worship with Christ. You're communing with Christ. And in turn, you have fellowship with all of us through Christ. For if we do not have Christ in our lives, we do not have fellowship with one another. It is through Christ that we are all in fellowship, connected, in association, a brotherhood, a sisterhood, a family. Keep your mind on these things as we partake of these emblems. Remember Christ and what he has done for us.